Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo! Mostly Mommy this week.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be guarded by the sculptor.
And we're back. It's the Madeline and Mommy radio show, and we're live, and we're super excited to have special guests calling in here starting in the next, about 8 minutes. We're going to kick off with Coffee Time with Ellen and Nikki, and then we have a super special guest calling in, Michael Gordon, and I'm not going to tell you his secret. I'm going to let him tell you all who he's related to. Big stuff. So stay tuned, don't go anywhere, because we're going to be right back. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, I'm going to play one of the songs that Michael Gordon sent to us for us to listen to. So let's check it out.
Yeah.
Gordon, very exciting. And we're working a lot on some projects. Obviously, we've been working steadily on our movie, Lost in the Backstage Parking Garage. If you would like to be a part of that movie, you can send us your headshot, resume, and info to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. That's madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. For more information, you also were looking for people to be in Mad's Fashion Show. We're only going to have one show this year, and so we're going to make it count. It will be at the Florida Kids and Family Expo Center at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. Very exciting. Again, same email address. Just send us a headshot and a full body shot of yourself along with your information. And your age, we want to make sure anyone over the age of 6 years and above, boys and girls, we're looking for models for the fashion show, Mads Fashion, which will be held at the Central Florida Kids and Family Expo Center this year in the beginning of August. You can find out more details by looking it up on Facebook. It's like we have a caller calling in. Oh, no, not yet. Okay, pretty soon. Should be coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. I think I'm going to play another song from Michael Gordon.
Okay.
just want to come back, guys.
No more playing with my mind, no more wasting all my time, no more telling all your girlfriends that you're spending every time. You know you don't get nothing from me. It's time to stand for our free.
Gosh, I'm loving this music today from Michael Gordon. Amazing. And so it looks like it's time for coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're here, Miss Nikki. How are you?
Oh, I am very well. Thank you. I hope everybody had a great and safe holiday.
Awesome. Yes. And I understand that your season just ended with Gaylord Ice once again.
Yes, it did. It was a great season. I got to hang out with Santa. I got to also hang out with Grinch, so that was really cool.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody loves the Grinch. I had the Grinch in my front yard this year. But you know what? I think Santa and Jesus and everything came into play. It was a good Christmas overall, anyhow.
Yeah, I think so too. I got lots of great Christmas for, and you know, Christmas. I think actually
it was
one of our better
years. Listen. Yes, considering the pandemic, I mean, and there were a lot of holidays, you know, I have to recognize all of them, not just, you know, just a couple that I named, but there's a lot of holidays this time of year and from, you know, November all the way through the new year. So I'm really glad to hear that you guys were successful, and now all the kids are back to school again, right? Virtual learning.
My daughter and my son are both doing online learning, so, yeah, and we would also got to get it. So I think my kids have a gal pack, and, they're doing really well.
That's good. Glad to hear it. Yeah, we have, we've had some conflicts with hours on and off. Zoom is very difficult. A lot of inconsistencies. Madeline does enjoy being homeschooled. So we've actually been looking into other avenues of homeschooling for next year. I know my middle boy, my son,
Christian went to Florida Virtual, and, you know, that went very well for him.
Oh, that's good.
I think, you know, yeah, we're considering some things, you know, if she's going to continue with the homeschooling, because hopefully, you know, once the pandemic lifts or whatever, you know, we can get back to normalcy, whatever that is. you know, I don't even know. And I've said it for many, many years, and there's a book out. It's called Normal is Just a Setting on Your Dryer. Yeah, I have to look it up online. It's an old book. Normal is just a setting on your dryer. So I've said that many times because, you know, it struck me funny, but at the same time, it makes sense.
Actually, that was perfect. I think that was right on that. Really, I think that's what
my
story does sometimes.
Mm. Yes. So. Yep.
All right. I'm going to tell you a great deal about a way of life, a way of life, and just a whole way of everything.
That's good. I'm glad. Yeah, you're growing, and you're doing very well. We're proud of you. And Lasting Impressions is growing. And I know that, you know, when you're not working at Gaylord or, you know, doing your photo shoots and, you know, working to still support your family, you know, to help with that, because your husband also, he's a hard worker, and people don't realize that people in the business like us, we have like regular jobs or multiple jobs in order to support everything that we're doing, you know?
Yeah, we do. I have a life outside of it, so when I do have my family, I have kids, so that's what, no matter how old they get. I find that that's a description too. I had a regular job. I was the back of my face. So, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if my job will ever come back.
I hope that, you know, I know there's things going on and we're constantly getting happy. So, see what happens. And, and I am definitely working on Lasting Impressions, and I'm gearing up right now for Cardinal 6, and I'm also gearing up for all the stuff we have planned for it, but you always, no matter what we're doing.
So, oh, boy. Yes, and I mean, there's a lot of things in the works, some stuff that we haven't been able to talk about for a long time, you know, and so... We've been keeping it in, but pretty soon we'll be able to let it all out, and it'll be just amazing. I'm so excited for everything to happen. But I've stressed over and over, teamwork makes the dream work. We couldn't have done it without all of you. So you meaning your team and all the people that have helped us along the way, you know, there were stepping stones. And, you know, again, we could not have done any of this without everyone's help. So. But I do want you to tell the listeners real quick how they can find you to book their photo shoot or headshot.
Actually, look at my calendar. So I just want to jump right to the moment with Patrick.
perfect. Is there anything else you'd like to add for the listeners to know before we go?
I'm really happy to say we are accepting bookings now.
Yay!
But I'm very happy to be accepting bookings for headshots and sound specialists. All your photographers. So, yeah.
Yes, because you're finally back in the office. Good for you, Miss Nikki. All right. Thank you so much for taking time to call in for Coffee Time with Ellen and Nikki. You have a great rest of your day.
You're welcome. You too, guys. Take care.
Thanks, hon. Bye.
Bye.
Aw, she's a cutie patootie. All right. Well, let's switch on over right away. I am just excited to talk to Michael Gordon. Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Just got out of the studio. I said, oh, I better go ahead and go call. I got to talk. Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness. I know. I'm so excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much, Michael Gordon. So
yes,
tell the listeners.
I'm happy to be here.
Tell the listeners, yes, if we've been playing your music before you even got here today, just so you know, we've listened to some of your tunes. And really good stuff. And I'm dying for you to tell the listeners all about you. So go.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I started in the music business. You know, I have a good big-time family, the Jacksons and everything. Michael worked with me a lot in the studio. The first time I was in there, everybody was laughing at me because they have to point to tell me when to come in. Because I didn't know how to read music, I come in to beat. Until Michael walked in, and everybody was shocked, like, whoa, wait a minute, that's Michael. And he just got with me, and he just told me, hey, cuz, you have to pat your leg. Say, da, 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 you know, and I'm like, dude, I'm sounding like you. So I end up doing it and just got hooked on it, and that's the way it works. And you know what?
And that's funny that you should say that. I was going to ask you if you had gotten any training from Michael, because I'm listening to your music, and I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan. Like, I love him. Okay. And I know every single one of his songs. Like, I remember I was so excited in the 80s to see his next music video. Like, I would be there when they had the premiere on MTV and all of that. And, you know, I just, listening to your music, like, you gave me tingles in my spine there, Michael.
Well, you know, hey, I own a lot to
because it's got the Michael feel to it. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he got me, you know, he taught me a lot. He said, cuz, it's going to be tough. You got to have thick skin. Are you sure you want to do this? I said, yeah, I don't mind. But, Michael is so sweet, man. The guy is, oh, my God, unbelievable. He's just great. And, you know, I miss him, but I got him inside me. So when I perform, I always try to give a tribute to him, you know. The first song might come out. Dun, 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 dun. You're just another part of me. Dun, 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 dun. You know, I try to do something to make people say, wow, okay, all right. And then I go into my music. But it'd be funny because a lot of people actually sing certain songs. But, it is what it is, man. But I'm down to earth. That's one thing he taught me. Always be humble and down to earth. And
it's true, and it's so important. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. I'm so proud of you.
And I'm very shy
now.
Ellen, I'm very shy. Very shy. Very shy. Don Reeves will tell you that. I am very shy. I can't believe I'm talking. Yeah, I'm very shy. I'm very shy.
So, is Michael the one that inspired you into getting started into all of this?
No, not really.
Tell me.
I was a big fan of Bobby DeBarge. Bobby DeBarge, the Stylistics, Bootsy Collins. I didn't really get into Michael until the Thriller album, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started paying attention, and then my dad come and say, "Boy, your cousin is," and I say, "Cousin." And then that's when he said, "Yeah, that's my cousin. You know, you some kin to him on your mom, on his mama's side." And I
so
said,
you really
what?
Didn't even realize that you were cousins with Michael Jackson?
No,
so your dad?
No. It was a freaky thing. Cause my dad, you know, he kind of like in his own little world. But when he said that, I started digging into it and went to the family reunion, got the chance to meet Katie, and me and her became best of buddies. Me and him came real close. Yeah, you saw me calling her a sore loser. She hates the losing cards. Ooh, don't beat her in cards. Y'all think she's a nice little lady, but ooh, don't let her. She losing cards.
Yeah, you
she
said, "Hey, Katie, can you tell everybody how I beat you in spades?" She said, "No."
Nope. And then when I cut the camera off, she's going to say, "You beat me sometime." No, you're supposed to say that live. But she's a fun woman, man. I love her. And see, when Michael come down, you know, I enjoy his company, and he's able to be himself because I don't have pictures and cameras all in his face. You know, he
right.
can be himself. And then he surprisingly brings Chris Tucker, and then we all get together and we just have a good time. We have a good time, man. I just try to carry the message that he tried to send out, keep it positive, you know. But at the same time, I got to be a little different, you know, the way the
sure.
music business is today. I love to sing about keeping people together and stuff like that, but then I also have to sing the little stuff that people are saying today, too. You know, that song, It's Over.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So, I got to switch it up a little bit, but... You know, most importantly, I stay humble and, you know, I'm all about love and peace. All about love and peace.
I know, you're so nice and calm. I love talking to you, Michael. So, now
yes.
I want you to tell the listeners, because you've been working hard. You've got some stuff. You've got music coming out. You've been working on some projects and stuff like that. Tell us about it.
Oh, yes. I'm working on my album. I'm trying to do rock, pop, R&B, as well as country. I want to give a mixture of everything. So, you know,
yeah.
I'm just in there busting my butt, trying to get it right, trying not to sound too much like my cousin, you know, trying to do my thing, singing along with some more artists, you know. But I'm really looking forward to doing We Are the World. You know,
I know
project.
I haven't made an official announcement yet, but I know I'm on pins and needles over this one. Just
mm-hmm.
less than 2 weeks. Yeah, away. Yeah. We're really excited about it. So I can't wait to see you, Michael. Now, tell the listeners where they can find you, you know, to for bookings or to purchase your music or whatever you've got going on over there.
Well, okay. If they want, they can go to MBG Smooth. MBG Smooth 99@gmail.com if you want to reach me to set up something. Or you can go and listen to my music at Michael's. I got so many dang web pages. It's crazy. You can say Michael Smooth here now. Just Michael Smooth. It's over. You can hear me all over. I got it all. But if you want to book me, you can call Dawn Reed, and she can call and set things up.
Hollywood Connections, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and I'm just easy to get to.
You are. Now, is there anything else you would like to add for the listeners to know, Michael?
Yes. I just want them to know that when I come out there, you know, I'm humble. I'm one of the nicest guys on the planet. I sing beautiful songs that you can sit with your kids and listen to. Now, I do got some ones that, you know, you might want to boo the kids out of the room, too. But, you know, I'm just humble. I'm humble, easygoing guy, and just want good people to support me and be behind me and just make things happen. Just make things happen.
Well, I'll tell you what. You give all the love and support from us, that's for sure, Michael. And we've been listening to your music. I'm going to play some more before we close the show out. I really enjoyed, you know, you've helped me a lot through this project that we're working on together.
Oh,
you know, even
course.
If it's a little bit of here and there. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yes. You know I'm going to be there for you, man, to help you out. But just like I say, you helping me out, you and Don Reed. I am real shy. I'm telling you this now. I am real shy. You and her radio station. It's the only two I ever really got an interview with because everybody else is talking to you, but I'm so scared and shy. But y'all breaking me, you know, getting me out of it, so I'll be able to talk some more to people.
That's so sweet. Awesome stuff. Yeah, and related to Michael Jackson, didn't even know it until your dad told you. Well, how old were you?
Oh, I was, what, 10 years old?
Oh, my gosh.
And everybody that go on my Facebook page, they see the little picture that I post with me doing a little, I call it my little Grinch smile. And they say, dude, you look like Michael Jackson when he was on. Yo, you saw that picture, right? Yo, Michael Jackson, let's go rock with you time. That era. And I started laughing. But, that's my cousin, man. We real close. Me, him, and
wow.
We are real close. So now
I am truly honored. I feel so honored to have been able to meet someone from Michael Jackson's family. Really, Michael.
Oh, well, you know, I'm me, Michael. If Michael was here right now, you would love him because he's down to earth. He's real cool.
I know.
Very cool.
I know it.
Very
cool. I was scheduled to go see his tour. And then he passed, and my whole life, he and I, you know, he's, I think, maybe 7 years older than me, if that. So I grew up with Michael Jackson and all those, you know, like, I was in love with Michael Jackson, you know? I mean, yeah, absolutely. And then in the 80s, like, that was when he was really just amazing in the 80s, you know, to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Rock With You and all them songs. Oh, my God. And then I just...
But everything about him, even until the very last day, just impeccable. I'm just in awe over everything that he's done and really how he did change the world. And so by honoring that, you know, and with everything that's been going on, yes, we are collaborating, folks, and we've gotten together with a lot of people to do something to try to help the world. And you'll all soon know about it come the next couple weeks. So.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait, Michael.
I'm so happy. I can't wait, too, man. I am dying. We are the world. Ooh, that's going to be good. That's going to be so good. I'm going to enjoy it. I swear. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it, Ellen. But I love you, Ellen.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for taking time. Yes, thank you so much for taking time to call in today, Michael. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're a part of me now, baby, just like Michael would say. Yeah, just another part of me.
Yeah, right?
Oh, this is
going to
be fun.
Awesome thoughts. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in today. God bless you.
Okay, I love you guys. Okay.
Love you, too.
Stay,
take care. See you in a couple
safe.
Weeks.
Stay safe. You
right.
too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right. So there you have it. Now you know who Michael Gordon's related to. He didn't even know until he was 10 years old. Wow. That concludes our show. We are going to close out by listening to one more of his songs, and then we'll see you guys again next week. I'm
body, your girl got it going on. They just need to be like a whole thing. Don't be nothing wrong. Do you know what you mean? You know what you
Thank you.